Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. At one point during your courtship, Johnny, you told Ken there were things about you that he didn't know, things that might be difficult for him, not just the physical issues, but stuff in your personality. And I just felt such love for you when I read that, because I think all of us as women want so much for that man to know. There's still stuff in me. I want to know, will you love me still? Talk about that conversation from your perspective. And then, Ken, I would love to know your side of that conversation. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, you know, Ken knew me through my book. He knew me through the Johnny movie. He knew me when he took me to speaking engagements. He knew me when I was out in public. But he didn't really know what a sinner I am. Mm. How I wake up in the morning often with a peevish attitude, with a sour disposition. How I have to put the spurs on myself. I have to dig the heels into my soul and say, soul, come on, stand at attention. Get yourself in alignment with God. Come on. I've got to talk to my soul just like David did in the Psalms. Don't be downcast. Put your hope in God, your Savior. I mean, when suffering squeezes me hard, it's like squeezing a lemon, and what comes out isn't often very pretty. It's often very sour. Mm. I can be self-centered. My disability often screams for my undivided attention. So many things have to be done for me that it tends to breed self-centeredness. And sometimes I can be that way, and I don't like that. I hate it about myself. I want to change from that, but that's who I am. I don't know that Ken really saw all this about me until we got into our marriage, and the 24/7 nonstop day-to-day routines began to wear on him in a big way. And I remember one time he confessed to me early on in our marriage. He said, Johnny, I just feel trapped. I mean, your wheelchair, the medical supplies, having to get up in the middle of the night to turn you in bed. Mm. My response back then, early on in our marriage, was, well, didn't you realize it was going to be this hard? Didn't you know you were marrying a quadriplegic? Where was your head? And I remember saying to him, as soon as I said those words, oh, Ken, I'm so sorry. That wasn't me. That's not like me. That's not like me at all. But it is like me. It's just like me. I had to quick go to God, confess this, and say, Lord Jesus, my husband is sinking in depression. Help me get the focus off my own wheelchair and me and my disability, and help me lift up my husband. Show me how to be an encourager.